Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 529. I'd like to have a copy, but Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and the handling. But please mention program number 529. This means that on this particular series, I've done 529 messages. We started out with program one. I have preached thousands of programs, and we have them on file as well. So you can have as these programs if you desire. I've got some Bible reading and some explanation of how the body of Christ should conduct itself in this world. We've got letters and music. Right now, I want to ask him. I know he will. He's willing to do whatever he says he wants to do, and he wants to win souls. He wants to lead people, but he wants to do the leading, and so therefore there isn't any gift that God has given us that wasn't given to us, and therefore we should never boast in regard to anything that we have from the Lord. And for someone to covet what somebody has from the Lord is really a big sin. Because actually what they're doing is doubting that God could give something to them that is equally as good, or if not, maybe better. But all the gifts of God are excellent. And so let's go. Father, we ask that you anoint this program, number 529, that you open up the spirits and the hearts and the minds and the spiritual ears of everyone out in radio land, that they should receive the things that you really want them to hear. Let everything on this program be from you, and nothing that I have decided to do or wanted to do or I thought was right. But Lord, you know what is right, so that it will bring forth life to those that don't know you, and that it will bring forth strength to those that do know you, and that, Lord, it will rebuke the devil who knew you at one time and then gave himself over to evil. And, Lord, rebuke him and make everything straight. Open up doors for us where there's never seemed to be any of the doors that I'm asking you to open now. Give us new resources, new ways to send in the needs that everyone in the world that wants you needs, so that we can send more to them and do more for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that souls may be saved in the church, Trenton. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. In your precious, holy, eternal name, praise you. In your name, Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, I can feel the Lord very strong, you know, and if you know the Lord, you feel him as well. Now, here's an acquaintance of mine wrote this song, and it's called, and this is me singing it, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus.
Lord, help me,
I've wasted soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am, but now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Chris Christopherson wrote the song. I met him backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, at Opryland, actually. And this is one of the things I was talking about the other day. Sometimes people have been given fantastic gifts to write songs like that. Then people will say, well, why? I just can't figure out why God would give him a song like that and then have him do motion pictures and other things the way he does, and he doesn't give the gift completely to the Lord. It's like a mixture, and most of the mixture is for the devil. And he takes drugs and he does things like that. Well, the Lord, as I said the other day, he gives gifts and he doesn't repent about them. Do you recall the scripture?
Yes, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
The gifts what?
And calling of God.
And the calling of God is without repentance. Some people say, well, why did God call him? Or why did God give him that gift? The Lord isn't going to, you know, repent because he gave you a gift, but he wants to see what you're going to do with that gift. Are you going to use it for him, or are you going to use it for some him and some a whole bunch of it for the devil? Well, Chris, I mean, I really, really thought you were one of the most pleasant people that I ever met. It looked like you genuinely were happy to meet me. At the same night, I met many other superstars such as yourself, but you know, you need to really get back to the Lord and start writing like that, and you would become even bigger than you ever were before, and get off of those, I don't know, maybe you already have, but this is just a from the Lord. He knows that you haven't gotten back to him, is what he's telling me now, and you get back to him before it's too late, because you don't know when you're going to go out to meet the Lord. And I really love that song, and it's way better than any other song that I know of that you've written. And so let's get back to God. Okay, that's the same night I met Willie Nelson, and both of them were so happy to meet me. They just had big smiles on their faces. And there's another one, several other people there that I know. I know George Jones, but I didn't see him that night. Waylon Jennings and all these people that I've talked to. And Susie used to talk to Jesse Coulter on the phone all the time from our home in Nashville. Oh, Sharon, you've got some letters?
Yes.
Okay, where's the first one from?
Gokwe, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Okay.
Sir, a couple of weeks ago, a workmate began to bring his radio set into our workplace. We soon learned why. He didn't want to miss your message. When he tuned to Radio Africa 2, we all heard the program Tony Alamo Ministries. Since then, we follow your program weekly in our office. We all enjoy your message, although we are of different faiths. I greatly thank this workmate for introducing us to your wonderful program.
Well, only faith in Jesus will get your soul to the kingdom of heaven. Faith, we're saved by faith in Jesus, the Word of God, and we're saved, and we're healed by faith in the Word of God, Lord Jesus. So faith in other religions is of no value. And hopefully you hear this on your radio, because it's the truth. Okay, then what?
Please send me any religious literature you can offer.
We can offer a whole lot of it. Okay, then what else?
Your admirer, Innocent Chapanaba.
Okay, and you have another letter?
Yes, from Becca Accra, Ghana.
Okay, the other sister that read the scriptures, she come down with shingles. Everybody pray for her, that she is immediately healed from it, because she has to be isolated, quarantined. Her name is Michelle. All right, so pray for Michelle in Jesus' name. Then what?
Dear sir, greetings to you and your family in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I strongly believe that you are blessed for the evangelism work that you are doing. In fact, I will always say that the lives of many are dependent upon us, and their futures are also tied to our lives. As you have sent me your Christian literature and books, the lives of many have been restored, and salvation and healing have now been a part of their lives. I must say that you are really doing a great job. The life of God, as well as hospitality and generosity, is within you, and many people are looking to you for different kinds of literature and books, which will add more blessings to their souls, as well as some Bibles. I became a distributor of your literature immediately upon receiving the first books you sent me. Many people are dying for your literature, as well as your t-shirts and sweatshirts to wear while distributing it. Once you give us these shirts, it will show everyone that we are from the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. The lives of many are in our hands, so I strongly believe that we will always walk in the power and in the might of the Lord. Sometimes we need financial help to facilitate our work of distributing the literature. We have traveled by walking as far as we could to deliver your literature, but we are appealing to you to help us in our work.
Okay, the thing that I always tell people is the Bible says that we should work in order to get the ministry going. We always did that, and we always have, and that's why we've been able to help so many others. And this is what I will tell you, what the Bible says. If you don't work, you don't eat. So if you need money, go to work, and also that way it gives you an opportunity to witness to the people that you're working with. This is strict Bible. Remember, the Bible states for us to deny ourselves and to take up the cross, not a bouquet of roses or a bunch of gifts from people, but to take up the cross and follow him. So, the Bible has sent, the Lord has sent me into this world to make the way of the Lord straight, to make it so you can know the true word of God. And I'm not embarrassed, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because if I preach it to you, it'll be the power of God unto salvation for you and for me. If I preach it not, well, then I'll go to hell just the same way as anyone else would that would reject doing what the Lord says. He tells me to reprove, rebuke, and to preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
It has been difficult in seeking for funds from elsewhere.
Well, more seeking the Lord than for funds, okay? Now, there's just a lot of people that think that that's the thing to do, because you see so much of this on international television, but that isn't what the Lord says. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all things will be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Our efforts have proved futile, so our hope is in you.
I know the hope is in keeping the commandments of the Lord. work so that you can eat and so that you can do what you want with the money. What I do is like, you know, we have enough finances to help you with literature and things like that, and to pay to have this church to continue operating throughout the world, but we don't have enough to send money for transportation and all these things, especially when, you know, you're out of order. You have to be in order with the Word of God. You have to be in complete order with Him, and then He'll start blessing you with money. You get your whole congregation out there working, and there'll be enough for you to eat plenty, and there'll be enough for you to be able to get the transportation or whatever it is you need. It happened for us, and it'll happen for you. All right, then what? Because we cannot, or the Lord doesn't want me to carry the load of every ministry, Christian ministry on the face of this earth. He just won't, He doesn't give me enough money for that. But He does give me money when I tell you the truth, and that's what I've told you just now. And this way I'll be able to send more literature, more Bibles, and to get paid for more radio time. When we do this, and we'll be able to do television, but I don't want to put TV, they won't put me on television because my doctrine is too straight. If I was a heretic, they'd put me on. But we were on television for 10 years, and then finally they said that we're too brutally honest. We're just too brutal with our honesty to be on TV, but what we will do is do the TV and put it on our website so you can see us. Okay, but we haven't got the staff to do that yet, but some have promised that they're coming here to do that. Okay, let's finish the letter.
I know you can do it.
Oh, I know you can do it too, friend. I'm the pastor. You are supposed to listen to me because I've been sent here by God. And I am, and I'll be sure that you have too if you do what He says. But that's if you do what He says. All right, then what?
May the Lord God continue to strengthen and empower you from strength to strength, and may you never grow weary in doing good. Amen.
Oh, if I start doing everything everybody wants me to do, I would grow weary very fast. But I do as much as I can with what the Lord has told me to do, and I just can't do what you want me to do. And thousands of others that write in. Most of them just want literature and so on, and that we can do. Bibles, and we can give you encouragement, CDs, audio tapes. And just the freight on all this is like astronomical. You wouldn't want to have to pay for it. Then what?
May God richly bless you and your family. Amen. Your son, Paul of Lourdes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Your son what?
Paul of Lourdes from Abeka, Akragana.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now go to the 5th chapter of Matthew. I've been doing a series on the different singers and so on, but the Lord really wants me to get into the 5th chapter of Matthew to... Blessed are the hunger, those that hunger and thirst for the truth, for they shall be filled. And some people discount some of the things, the instructions from the Bible, but they don't hunger and thirst, so they never will be filled with the truth. And they never will be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. Those blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now there are temple singers that it talks about in the Bible, and God honored the temple singers. They were given special privileges. They were especially appointed for their possession. They were, they even received their, quote, wages, unquote. In Nehemiah 11:13, you will see there that it says, the singers were over the business of the house of God. for it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. It was due to them for every day. Quote, and all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the portions every day his portion, Nehemiah 12:47. Therefore, it is only correct and scriptural that musicians should also receive offerings and portion for their ministry. The singers were also required to live dedicated and sanctified lives. Not just the people in the congregation, but a lot of times singers and musicians get puffed up, and they think that they don't have to live dedicated and sanctified lives unto the Lord, like the priesthood, because that's part of the ministry, and they do have to live that. Quote, and the rest of the people, the priests, Levites, and porters, if you don't know what that means ushers and doorkeepers. The singers and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the land, in other words, from the world, unto the law of God. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do everything, all things, that's A, capital L, capital L, all the commandments of our Lord and his judgments. Not your judgments or anybody else's judgments, but the Lord's judgments and the Lord's statutes. That's Nehemiah 10:28-29. Maybe one reason that we do not see the same anointing of the Holy Spirit on some of our present-day musicians is that they have the mistaken idea that they do not need to live as dedicated a life to the house of God as to those that are in the house of God and other callings of the ministry. But this is not true. This isn't so. So it's time that they realize that the calling of the musician is equally as important or equally as great before God and the congregation. So we must give them their due honor and let them also deserve it by covenant, by promise, the deal with the Lord relationship which they live before us as they walk in God's holy laws. The law of the statute, the law of the Spirit of Christ, the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, sanctified lives, will produce sanctified music, which will make sanctified saints. Something that has been giving me a lot of sadness is the way we today have a tendency to despise the anointed music of yesterday. Everybody wants to do something new. They want to put this rap beat to things and all the other modern days with all kinds of drums. And the Lord never carried all these musical instruments with him. He never carried anything that you would swing around in a sensual way or try to be sexual or jump around or do wispy things. That is not of the Lord. There are the old gospel songs are my favorite ones. The songs of yesterday, just like the word of God that was written yesterday, is my favorite word of God. Amen?
Amen.
I don't like the new way people are preaching today. When people were living straight lives, straight and narrow lives, some even think they are, quote, more spiritual, unquote. I do. I think they are more spiritual when they live the straight and narrow life. They never sing from the old hymn books. The people that singing these modern songs, which were compiled by the anointed scribes and musicians of yesterday, containing godly music, which was written in the days of the great persecutions, when the Spirit of God was falling upon them, great persecutions and sufferings and trials and tribulations. It's going on today too, but a lot of people don't know that. These people today, they're not receiving any persecution because God said that they would persecute those that live godly in Christ Jesus. That's why if your church isn't being persecuted, or your pastor, I mean on a continuous basis, this has gone on for almost 44 years for myself and Susie, and people in our ministry and this ministry have been persecuted for many years. Many of those songs that Sue taught me, they came out of the persecution, trials, and tribulations, and many of them will be heard in the kingdom of heaven. And if they're good enough to be heard in heaven, then who do people think they are that they shouldn't sing them or want to sing them in our churches today? Some songs, there are some people that are anointed to write some new songs. And then other people get tired of what they consider the same old songs. But if they are tired of them, they should examine their souls, put them aside until they grow enough and are renewed again in the Spirit, so that we'll be able to receive them again with praise and thanksgiving in the Holy Spirit. When we are sharing the songs and singing the songs of those great people that lived like a family before we were ever born, ever on the scene, but we're sharing their persecution, we're sharing their heartbeats. Yeah, if we're going through what Christ went through, then we're sharing his heartbeat and the people that went through it, theirs as well. If you don't suffer persecution, then you're not carrying a cross. Don't go looking for it. It'll come your way if you truly are serving the Lord. Touching who is to sing. Well, everyone that is a Christian is to sing unto the Lord unless they have some voice impediment. But we all have been given a song in our hearts as well. The Bible states, quote, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That you'll find in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. So everyone needs to follow those commandments. Those are commandments. No one has more of a right to sing them than the former sinner who has been saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God through the blood of Jesus. Truly, angels will fold their wings when we sing the song of redemption in heaven. What we have to do is list some of those who were called to sing unto the Lord. One is the righteous. The righteous doth sing and rejoice. That's Proverbs 29:6. The righteous will sing and rejoice. Proverbs 29:6. Two, those who dwell in the dust. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. Unquote. These are the people who were of the Lord, who were saved, and their bodies are dead, and they're in the dust again. Isaiah 26:19. But also right now we're in the dust. You are made of the dust of the earth. And you, the real you, dwells in the dust that you're made out of right now. Even when you are alive, you're in the dust. And call, therefore, is given to you to arise and sing unto the Lord. Three, the tongue of the dumb is called to sing unto the Lord. That's Isaiah chapter 35, verse 6. Okay, and four, the barren, those that have never had children. Quote, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth unto into singing. Isaiah 54, verse 1. It's a commandment to do so. Number five, the servants of the Lord. Quote, therefore, thus saith the Lord, as a matter of fact, the Lord God, behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart. Are you his servant? Then you'll sing for joy of heart. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 13 and 14. And six, the daughters of Zion. Quote, sing and rejoice, O daughters of Zion, for lo, I come and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. It starts out, sing and rejoice, O daughters of Zion. Number seven, all who are merry. Quote, is there any merry? Let him sing psalms, James chapter 5, verse 13. And number eight, the redeemed from the Old and New Testament, quote, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, which is Jesus. That's Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. The wonderful thing is that not only are human beings invited to sing, but all of God's creation has been given a song and a commandment to sing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Quote, the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. The whole earth, isn't that something?
Amen.
Shall worship unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, unquote. That's Psalm 66, verse 4. The fowls of the air, quote, by them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. Did you ever see little birds in the branches singing? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's Psalm 104, 12. The trees, quote, then shall the trees of the wood sing, unquote. First Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 33. The valleys, quote, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing, unquote. Psalm 65, verse 13. The first account of music was in the hour of creation. Quote, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38, chapter 38, verse 7. God laid the foundation of this world to the sound of magnificent music. Is there any wonder that there should be a song in our heart? Don't crush the song which God has given to you. What should we sing, you may ask? God has given us a song, a beautiful song. The Word of God describes the theme of our song, a song of praise to God. Quote, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. That's Psalms 89:1. Quote, I will sing of thy power. Yea, power. God keeps this world spinning around, and the whole universe is like a perfect time clock. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. And he's your healer as well. Be healed. He healed you. Thank the Lord. Unquote. Psalms 59:16-17. Quote, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Psalms 101:1. A new song. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. This is Psalmist David. And it's not rap either, or any other satanic music. Psalms 44:9. Psalms, quote, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Psalm 105:2. So it tells you what kind of music he means. Psalms. In the night, quote, in the night his song shall be with me. Psalm 42:8. Where is God, my maker? Who giveth songs in the night? That's Job 35:10. As long as I live, quote, will I sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. That's Psalms 104:33. When going into battle, quote, the singers went before. The players of instruments followed after. Among them were damsels playing with timbrels. That's Psalms 68:25. In Zion, quote, as well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. That's Psalm 87:7. How shall we sing is a good question. And the answer is with glory. Quote, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Psalms 108:1. And then how we sing in faith. Quote, then beloved, they, his words, they sang his praise, Psalm 106:12. We sing in the Spirit. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians 14:15. This is a gift that is given to us when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are then able to sing in a language that is unknown to us. This is the language which the Holy Spirit gives us, the language of angels. Someone else may happen to understand it, not the language of angels, but if it is in the language that they speak and understand, they will understand it. But often the interpretation is only known through the operation of the gift of the interpreters. Interpretation. To sing in the spirit gives great victory over the devil and is very similar to the music of heaven. This is why Satan hates it. It reminds him of the music which he used to hear in heaven before he was cast out. It is not necessary to have the song of the Spirit translated, because it is often sung to God and not to the congregation. We have to do this with gladness. I'm going to bring more on this message later on. But, you know, a lot of people have taken music in the wrong way. There's some people that say, well, any kind of music will bring people to the Lord. And I believe that they say that any way we can get people to come to the Lord, we should. So, I mean, you know, they're talking about hiring a rock and roll band or some crazy thing like that. And that is not of the Lord. It has to be. Those that war against the devil must war according to the word of God. All right, so grace means that the Lord has shown us by his power the way to live eternally. Grace is power. That to die carnally is to die to the flesh. Romans chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. The Apostle Paul teaches, number one, that the law can no longer condemn a person that has stopped living their old life. Now, we have to go to Jesus. Now, let's go to chapter 5 in the book of Matthew.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Verse 2, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Okay, the poor in spirit. In other words, the poor in spirit are those that don't judge with their own judgment. They're meek. They meekly receive God's judgments, and they meekly receive God's judgment, and they just do what he says. Okay, and then what's the rest of it?
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Right. Those that follow the judgments, the direction of the Lord, you will go to heaven. Then what?
Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Right, so a lot of people, they throw big parties when somebody dies, and they're laughing and giggling. But that isn't scriptural. It's just there's a mixture in the churches are so infested with Satan that it's just despicable, it's so horrible. Then what?
Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Why, the meek are those that meekly follow God's judgment. When the Lord says to do something, they do it. That says, going right back to the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm at it right here. Judge not. Don't set your own judgment of what's right and what's wrong. Because if you do, you're going to be judged as well. You must receive the kingdom of heaven as a little infant. Not coming up with your own ideas. Little infants, they don't say, look, dad, mom, you know, when they're in the crib, they can't even talk yet. You know, it's more blessed to hear the word of God than it is for you to speak. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, hear quickly and speak slowly. in so many words. All right, I'm paraphrasing. Then what?
Verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Okay, you hunger and thirst to want to know in this world what to do. You will be filled if you really do. But the only way you're going to find it, I remember when I was out there looking, nobody knew the Word of God like they know it today because of our teaching. And now many people are preaching it. Not as bold as they should be, but once they get more mature in the Lord, hopefully they will, because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, but the wicked flee when no man pursues them. And that's what the whole world now is, so wicked. They flee, and the Bible tells us that people that are fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the same lake of fire that the devil is going to spend eternity in. Okay? So if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, that means that your nose is in the Bible all the time, because you're seeking what's right. You're seeking what's right. The Apostle Paul teaches, number one, that the law can no longer condemn a man, a person that has stopped sinning, that has stopped living their old life. But they're telling you today that you can sin. And this is not in the Word of God. So anyone that believes that or is saying that hasn't read the Bible, if they have read the Bible, they know different than that, but that means that they're not hungering and thirsting for righteousness. What they're doing is they are satanic beings that are leading your soul to hell. A person that believes the Word of God that you cannot sin any longer, and if you believed that, then you do what it says. That's okay. The second thing is that he makes it clear, is the law convicts unbelievers and believers as well of sin, because the conviction that the believer gets from sin is they know not to ever do it again. And thirdly, the law cannot deliver a person. It doesn't make any difference. Even a believer, it can't deliver you from sin. Okay, and fourth, those who believe, who walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, are more than able to fulfill the law of God. Not only are they able, but they will be perfect. I know the law. For those who know the law, unquote, those are the Jews, although Paul intends to include God's written law. He is not referring to any specific law or commandment or code, but a principle that is true of all law, Greek, Roman, Jewish, or biblical jurisdiction. No matter how serious criminals' minds may be, he is no longer subject to prosecution or punishment after he dies if he's accepted salvation from the Lord. You can't prosecute a dead man. The dead man doesn't care because he's dead. Christ has already paid the penalty for it. But if the dead man wakes up and begins sinning again after he's been saved, well, then he's going to have to pay. He falls back under the law. Okay, and what else, Sharon?
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Yeah, so if you study the Word, you'll be filled with it. And you see people teaching the Bible and they're teaching it wrong. So if your soul is important to you, well, then you'll study it for yourself. Don't go by some other person's perverted gospel. You read the scriptures yourself. Don't just listen to me. Just read the scriptures to see if what I'm telling you is the truth. Because don't trust anybody with your soul. It's your soul. Okay, what else?
Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Lord tells you how to sow mercy. That means that you're to preach the gospel to everybody. But it has, so you don't teach it to people if you're not a teacher yet. You can preach the word, and you can distribute literature that has Spirit of the Lord in it, and it'll win souls. Well, I see my time is up, and we're going to get back into the Bible, and as per usual, tomorrow, so make sure to tune in. But right now, this is the time that we ask, would you like to be in heaven, or would you like to be boiling forever in the lake of fire? The Bible says that we live on someplace, either heaven or hell. And you say, some people say, well, a good God wouldn't boil you in hell. Well, there was a man in hell that says, please tell my brothers not to come to this place. He says, I am tormented in these flames. And the Bible tells us plainly in the book of Revelation that live on in either the flames or in heaven. So choose now, and I pray that your choice is right. Say this prayer, and if you will, then you've made the right choice. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank you and praise your holy name for saving my soul. All right, and I just praise and thank the Lord. Now, share and keep doing that. Thank the Lord, loves it. He lives in the praises of his saints. Now, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 529. Please state whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerhouse message on your way to heaven. And now here I am with the Jordanaires to sing The Great Speckled Bird.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking, concerning the great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move she makes. They love to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake. I am glad that I learned of her meekness. I am glad that my name is on her book, for I want to be one, never fearing, on the face of our Savior to look. When he cometh descending from heaven on a cloud as he writes in his book, I'll be joyfully carried up to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.